KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. This Brian, his last name, Kelly, right? Split from Notre Dame, went to LSU. And I don't know much about Notre Dame. I watch them on TV, but I'm not a, I don't fly to the games. I've never been to a Notre Dame game. So I got to rely on my buddies who are bigger fans than I am. And there's a guy named Sean Murphy who grew up in the shadows of South Bend, Indiana. And he's with us. He knows this team inside and out. He's one of these crazy guys that the whole garage is in Notre Dame gear. The refrigerator has Notre Dame stickers on it. The cars are all wrapped with Notre Dame. His house is painted in Notre Dame colors. I think I got that right. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's pretty close.
Now, wait, did you grow up, in Indiana? What part of Indiana?
I grew up in South Bend, so I grew up about a mile from the campus.
You gotta be kidding me! I was just saying that. I didn't know you. I didn't know until just now. I didn't know you grew up in South Bend.
I grew up selling programs in Notre Dame. That's where I made my money. Yeah.
Now who was coach back then? You go back to like Lou Holtz even before then, probably.
I was Lou Holtz, Jerry Faust. We powered through Faust after. We had some tough years before Holtz came in, and then because Faust was a wonderful guy, lovely person, horrible coach.
Right. And then Lou Holtz came in and got you guys a championship, and I think it was 88, right?
He did. And I got to witness all those home games, including the Miami 31-30 Catholics versus Convicts infamous game. Got to witness them all in person.
So you grew up where you could walk to the stadium from your home?
I could. Yeah.
Oh my God! What a great childhood. I mean, that's why I never understood. That's why you fly back, and that's why you and your family go. It's a great tradition.
We do, and we have I've got every one of my siblings. Actually, this is me and my brother Connor are the only two that didn't attend the University of Notre Dame. I've got four other siblings who went in some capacity, whether graduate or undergraduate. My dad went there, and me and myself and Connor are probably the most ridiculous diehard fans of the team.
My mom was a big Notre Dame fan. My uncle went there, and I, in our house growing up, my dad was also a big Notre Dame fan, even though he was also an Ohio State fan because he was born in Cleveland.
No, that's not, that doesn't work.
I know, but my dad was a little bizarre that way. But I was a strictly Notre Dame fan. I love the tradition. I love after the game where all the players get together arm in arm and they sing at the end zone there. I mean, there's so much great tradition.
And that's new. That's a Brian Kelly thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was an old tradition.
Yeah. No.
I love that tradition. I hope they keep it.
It is. It's a really nice thing. Win or lose, they do it.
Yeah.
So it is.
All right, so let's talk about Brian Kelly. He came in. I think Brian Kelly came in 2010, right? He was supposed to win a national championship, never did.
Right. Well, yeah, he's replacing Charlie Weiss after his 6-6 season.
Right.
I mean, Charlie Weiss kind of drove him into the ground after some miserable seasons. So he came in, and quite frankly, he did get him to the BCS championship 3 years into his tenure, Brian Kelly.
Right. And they have a shot.
They got routed.
But they have a shot this year. I mean, you're going to have Alabama is going to have, Alabama, I think, is playing Georgia. Is that right?
Yep. They should get knocked out.
Okay. So either Alabama or Georgia is going to get knocked down a couple of pegs. But not only that, you also have Baylor playing Oklahoma, number 9 Baylor playing number 5 Oklahoma State. So Notre Dame has a bye this week. So Notre Dame is almost guaranteed to go up at least 1, 2, or 3 rankings.
If Georgia loses, both Alabama and Georgia will stay in the playoffs.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we don't want that.
Right.
We'd love to see Alabama just get decimated, knocked out. Love to see Baylor win. And then if by some crazy chance Iowa manages a major upset against Michigan, we crawl in, and then we probably face Georgia, which
a little tough. Have you ever met Brian Kelly?
I have met him a couple times. I actually had an opportunity to have dinner with him over the summer. So it was, he seemed to, I've always been a big Brian Kelly fan.
I have too. Up until 2 days ago. Last time you ran into him, did he sound like this?
I'm here with my family.
Is that the accent he was using?
No, that no, I don't even know who that was. Was that Brian Kelly?
That's Brian Kelly.
I know, I heard that. That's, he didn't sound like that 2 days before he went to Louisiana.
You know what's amazing? And again, I have nothing to do during the day, so I just sit there and, you know, and look up all this crap. But he's never been to the state of Louisiana before this week.
That's just hysterical.
Isn't that mind-boggling?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I did not know that.
But also, how is this guy going to you know, to get players at LSU? I mean, all the other SEC schools, they have, you know, these great coaches that have been there for you know, a long time. I think the only way Brian Kelly's successful at LSU is the kids that Alabama don't pick up, they go to play at LSU and they're so pissed that Alabama didn't take them that motivates them.
Or he comes up with a really good Southern accent. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're going to find out. It was frustrating to hear him talk about, you know, when he spoke to the LSU players and saying, I came here because I wanted to, you know, coach guys that could win.
Oh, that was cool. I hated that.
That was a tough thing to hear.
I hate, you know,
because
that.
Again, I love what he did for Notre Dame, but I love what he did for Notre Dame over the years. But what he did at the end there and how he handled it all is just right. Been,
look, I understand that you have to leave because of recruiting and commitments and stuff like that. But man, oh man, to preach character for 12 years and then leave like that is inexcusable.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's tough. But, you know, and you know, whether social media is correct or not, you know, I'm hearing, you know, he's coming, literally walking out of a recruit's house, you know, finding out that word's gotten out on Twitter. So, I mean, here's a guy sitting in front of a player trying to get him to come to Notre Dame when he knows he himself isn't going to be there.
Oh, that's
just, it's strange to me. And I try to tell myself that's how it happens in college football.
Right.
It's not an isolated case, but who knows?
They've got to fix that, though. They've got to fix that, or else there's going to be, you know, it really is a big turnoff. Because I was the biggest Brian Kelly fan in the world up until this week, and now I've got a team that I can watch every single week, Notre Dame, hoping that they win with this new coach Freeman, and I got another and I got another date every Saturday, hoping that LSU gets killed every week.
Well, that's what's really brilliant about what's happened here is that Brian Kelly unintentionally flipped the script. Because I'll tell you what, 3 days ago, nobody in the country wanted to see Notre Dame in the playoffs. Nobody.
Oh, yeah, everybody does now.
Now everybody wants to see him go.
Right. It's like when Atlanta.
It's fun.
Like it's when the Atlanta Braves played the Houston Astros in the World Series. Nobody cared until Houston got caught cheating, and then 98% of the people in the United States were rooting for Atlanta.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening here. I hope they make it. Man, that would be really cool. Would you go back to the game if they made it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's in Indianapolis. I wouldn't go back to the first playoff game. I've suffered through that before. But if Freeman, I love the energy Marcus Freeman has brought to this team. I think he could be a fantastic head coach.
Was he a defensive coordinator before him?
He was a defensive coordinator. And you know, I joke that, you know, when the College Football Playoff Committee came out and said, you know, without Brian Kelly, we may ding Notre Dame when we consider who goes in. All I kept thinking was, but Brian Kelly has always proven the only time he can't coach is in the playoffs.
Wow.
So wouldn't this help Notre Dame's case?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know.
All right, buddy. Go Notre Dame. Fight on. Yeah. And I hope they win the national championship. That would be the greatest day of my life, sports-wise.
You and me both, man. That would be fantastic.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, thanks. Yeah. All right, there you go. Sean Murphy, man. That guy is great. He's an actor and lives in the San Fernando Valley. And I got to know him. We used to live on the same street. And he's exactly like every other guy in the Midwest, man. When you meet him, you know a million things about him. Family guy, great sense of humor, great dad, and it's just a really cool. We got to meet his family.